I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Hi, from Blossom's HQ.
Hi.
Good morning. That was nice.
Yeah, yeah, you're into
so
that.
That's lovely, that.
Thank you.
Do you reckon...
Sorry, I'm just finishing off a little naked bar.
When do you reckon people... The three people that listen to this, listen to it. Is it the morning? Is it the day?
Steams
is
it evening? To it in the morning, I think, at right. work.
When do you listen to it?
The Orb listens to it and then Tommy Harrison.
Right.
There's the three.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? I've got a...
Jim Mack too.
I've got a mate.
Have you?
Neil Summers. He watches. He likes watching it. It's weird, the different like formats.
Mm. My dad likes to watch the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people like to watch it. Some people...
Do you know what? You know, after hearing that Neil Summers actually watches it and listens to it, fills you with a lot of promise, that, doesn't it?
Oh, like we're doing something good.
Yeah, because he's only into like
good things.
He's
got
good taste, Danny.
Yeah,
he's a man of good taste.
He always looks boss, doesn't
he? Misses life on the road, though.
Yeah, big shout out, Neil. He'll be buzzing off this, I reckon, Neil.
How much did he pay us on Fiverr for this, then?
No, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. So,
how are we doing? I've got a bit of a sore head today. Me and Tom are at the
post-game.
Derby.
Game.
Tom and here today.
Tom's at
not because
today.
Of that though. He's doing something else.
Yeah, he's in Brighton.
Brighton.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking hell. Sore head.
What were you on
good.
The Yorries?
Yeah. I'm doing this thing at the moment where I'm having like a semi midlife crisis as well in the
nice.
Mornings.
Welcome to hell.
Wow. You've seen in my stories on Instagram.
But is it like a positive?
Yeah, yeah.
Midlife
I'm
crisis.
I've basically become a twitcher. I think they're called bird watcher. I'm not though, because I don't really care. But I sort of like when I'm there.
You become a...
Headphones out.
You're into your own ethology, aren't you?
Yeah, headphones out, looking at all the flowers and
like
stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
listening to all the birds, just soaking it in, taking greenery in, just, it's mint.
You kind of revert back to maybe not being a kid.
Which it sort of is, but then you appreciate them things more as you get older,
it's
I think.
It's more so like when you were a kid, everything's new,
yeah.
And then you get bored of it and just want to get pissed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now you get bored of that, you just go back to that.
Yeah, no, it's honestly...
It's a cycle, isn't it?
It's class, but I seen like a kingfisher and stuff like that.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I was buzzing, I was like... Well, do you know what? I saw one the other, like, last summer, and I was proper buzzing. I was like, wow, kingfisher.
You don't see him often.
And I was walking down the river, like, and then walking out, and this one, I went, oh, there's a kingfish down there. And she went, so... Yeah. I was fucking full on buzzing. I was like, oh.
So,
do you know what I mean? Like,
got a story about a kingfisher. And it's not about the spoons in Poynton.
I was just going
to
say.
When I was a kid, me and Steen used to go fishing like every weekend.
Called you the kingfisher.
Down the guy. But got to be careful how I say this. And we used to leave our rods unattended.
Sweet.
I'm sure he did.
And just like fuck about on that. And when I came back, kid you not, there was a kingfisher on the end of my rod.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fishing rod. Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
What is
nice
a kingfisher for
it's
people
a
who don't know?
Very small, little like blue and orange.
The colours are amazing.
Bird,
green.
Big long beak.
Right.
Do you know what the other one is?
Do you want me to show you
a video of the kingfisher that I?
Yeah, yeah.
They fly up and down rivers and stuff like that, ponds and.
What are the
fish.
Big ones? I
crane.
Saw a big
Heaven.
One in school.
Terrible crane, yeah.
Like a really big one. I thought it was going to pick me up and eat me.
Give it the BM, man.
Fucking that's a really big one.
Yeah, it was.
Closest thing to dinosaurs.
What?
Birds.
Oh, are they? Mm. In general?
Yeah,
right. So Joe's currently showing me a little picture. Nice stabilisation.
Thank you.
That's good, that.
It's great what you can get off YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
So yeah, just...
I was watching him fish, and you can see him in my little video.
Nature's nice, isn't it? I think
oh,
we can all agree that...
That's cute, that.
Whilst it's still
fucking
here...
Fucking class.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Joe, I just think if you like... You know, if you've got like a little time at the weekend or even before or after work, just if there's all it's amazing what you can find on your doorstep, you know, a little green area, isn't that?
And spring is springing.
Yeah,
is there a way of giving
nice
back
time?
To nature?
Yeah, just go down it. I've started picking up litter and everything there.
That's
me.
What I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
wow.
I can see you with one of the litter pickers.
I've not got that far yet.
Oh, the litter
I mean?
Pickers are good.
They were great,
you'd have
they?
A custom one, wouldn't you?
It's just, I don't know, it's a bit, I can't tell if it's like midlife crisis or something, but there's something going on at the moment where I'm really enjoying
it. Your drone's following you, picking up your
life. Your taste changes though, doesn't it? And you mature and you appreciate the smaller things.
I've always loved hiking, Anna, and going out there. And at the moment, I'm just proper like, I don't know. I think it's really important to go out in them places. I think it's really good for your mental health.
Yeah.
You know, I've got like a lot of ADHD and a lot of like energy, and that's actually something that does just
suppress,
calm
me.
Well, you know, like I like sort of insist. Like if we've got to do something, like, oh, I've got to go on the walk first. Do you know what I mean?
And routine.
You've probably noticed if I'm not, I'm better after.
Whatever it is, I like you more now. So keep doing it. Do you know what I mean? So as Tom isn't with us, we thought we'd go on the email and get a load of the fan questions and answer as many of them as we can.
Josh has got bone to pick straight away.
Oh,
right.
So, you know, let's hit the sting.
Let me just find out which sting it is. Ah, the bee. The bee. This is the fan bit.
This is the fan bit. Right, okay, so I raised an issue recently, didn't I? Saying that I was driving in Stockport.
Yes.
Noticed that one of our prized possessions, which is the Home of Blossom signs, had gone missing.
Yeah.
And that was confirmed then by someone else.
It was me, I think. I went the day. I'm going to go past today, actually, as well.
It was the one next to the big Tesco in Stockport in Portwood, and it's gone. So we raised it on the podcast and said, if anyone's robbed it, if you are the thief, then please write in. Next best thing, the
whistleblower
subject is stolen Stockport sign from Thomas McCartney.
Great name, that.
Distant relative of Paul.
Fake name.
Says, hi, peace emoji. Recently started watching the podcast and love it. Was scrolling through Hinge and came across a girl who had the recently missing Home of Blossom Street sign. Thought you might enjoy. Cheers,
hey,
Tom. And it's, look, it is there. That is that is the stolen Home of Blossom sign. Thing is, you know, we're still paying for that. And it's just not even there.
Do you know what? At least it's in better condition than where I thought it'd be in a bin or something. At least it's someone. At least it's got a roof over its head. It's probably like, I'm glad I'm inside for a bit.
Guys,
it's been outside for years, though. At least it's inside.
I want the culprit to actually make themselves known.
Yeah, I want to appreciate
that more.
We'll have them on the podcast.
Did he say it's a her who's robbed it?
I think so.
I think it might be.
I think so.
We should maybe. I'd love to get in touch and have a chat with her. It'd be hilarious, that.
She looks like she's a bit of an artist as well.
Yeah, there's lots of brushes on the table.
Oh, do you reckon we can figure out from the photo? We need to give it to that guy, don't we?
The detective. Oh, the Jose
that guy
Monkey
on TikTok. Yeah, yeah.
Jose Monkey finds. Find me Jose Monkey.
Let's have a look at that. Maybe I could do it.
I mean, it's in someone's house, so it'd be quite concerning if you could.
So they like vinyls and hairbrushes. They've got a blue bed and blue walls. Right.
Fair play that you use a stolen piece of
it's funny, isn't it?
Property.
It's good banter.
In your Hinge profile.
It's good banter.
I've got one here. If you're ready.
We're ready, mate. Let's go.
You got it.
This one's from Darren Coyle.
Highly sprung.
He's all wrapped up. What did you say, Josh?
Highly sprung.
I said all wrapped up, yeah.
He's put, all right, lads, what's the crack? Been watching the darts the last few weeks and noticed Nathan Aspinall has Charlemagne playing when he's been announced before his walk-on.
Oh, does he actually?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he does that.
My clock last night is from Stockport too. This has got me thinking, there's one in every group, so who's the king of the pub sports in the band? My money's on Charlie.
You've bang on there.
Can't wait to come over for Withenshaw Park and head to the gig the day before as well. Keep the good stuff coming. All the best, Darren. Well, Darren, I know Nathan Aspinall quite well.
Pretty quite well.
not that convincing.
That pretty quite well was me. That's normally up to me. I'd say that.
Dyslexia. I used to be on a football team with him called Hillgate Boys back in the day for years and years. And he was actually the best keeper in the league at the time, despite being the smallest keeper in the league. And he'll probably...
He's always mixed about like different friendship groups and stuff like
Who's
that.
Who's this?
Nathan Aspinall.
The darts player.
But yeah, do you know what? Good, best of luck to him. He's done so well, and
he's smashing it, isn't he?
Absolutely smashing it. But yeah, he has Charlemagne on before he goes on. He walks on to Mr. Brightside, but before that, he has Charlemagne.
Love it.
It's a nice little homage to the lads.
Side note: does dart roulette exist? Because that would be a good idea.
Roulette?
Yeah.
As in you have like a roulette board.
Yeah,
on a
roulette
the floor,
board, and you... but on the wall, but you have to do your bets by darts.
That's fucking... It's a dart fucking, roulette. It's a good sport, that, Miles.
Dart roulette.
I like that.
Right.
But what? But I like the idea of doing the reverse. So you do the ball, you spin it, and it
you
goes,
have to get that.
It's red 19, and you've got to get red 19.
Right, okay, yeah.
I don't, I mean...
I could pitch this. We can make a prototype.
There's
here.
Something in that. I mean, I played roulette the other day. Pound on red, gone.
Thinking, sorry, speaking of things that are round and...
You could.
What's the word? Sorry, let me go back into that. Speaking of things that are round, we have an email here that says RIP. This is from Nadia Georgie, I think. I don't know if I've pronounced that right. It says, I miss the marble, RIP.
Thank you.
You guys are great, big love. So,
thank you.
I miss the marble stories as well, actually. They were pretty good. I like the sound that we used for it.
The marble story, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to go because obviously it didn't...
Well, it was finished,
it
wasn't it?
It was finished. It was fucking good. I remember when you first... brought that to the table when you said.
I'm trying to think of I have rummaged through my old email addresses and stuff, and I've not found anything. But I did find one thing yesterday, actually.
Oh, fucking get it!
Which this is how I looked when I did the Marvel story. But in year 10, my work experience was a drama workshop at school, just because I couldn't be arsed working in Ethel Austin's or something like that. Do you know what I mean? And they did headshots. And I've actually cropped this from one of my mates stealing the headshot,
like proper drama style, yeah, like black and white.
But like. Look at the state of my headshot. He might like set the scene. You're there, some like big wig somewhere, and you want to like get an actor, child, 15-year-old actor. What? Who do you pick? Him. But you don't know, do you?
Oh, I like that. Like,
yeah, it's not the best, is it? You know, it's not the best, but
try
it's just funny, isn't it?
Seem worse.
Describe it. It's just me with a moped. With a no fair jumper on, looking quite happy to be honest with you. But
aww,
a good week. My mate Liam brought a bottle of vodka and we just got pissed. So
what, into school?
Yeah. So I'll think of more.
That being work experience.
Yeah. My work experience, I blag my work experience, you know, proper.
Where did you do
I wanted to work in, I played hockey in that, I didn't know when I was younger.
Mm.
And I wanted to work in a shop called Peak Sports. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah.
In
Cheadle.
It was a pyramid, wasn't
no,
it?
Sorry, yeah. But yeah, that one behind.
Yeah, yeah. So like, but he did like cricket hockey, lacrosse.
Right.
You probably weren't for the lacrosse days,
yeah.
And
Jesus,
I wanted to work there and sorted it all out. And anyway, a week before the school were like, can't do that because it's closed on Wednesdays, and they were basically like, you can't just have a day off in the week. So I was like, oh, like gutted. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, and they were like, we've sorted a placement out, and you go into this play group in Reddish. Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, I really didn't want to do it. Anyway, found out day before, Budgie. One of our close mates from school.
Also on it.
Mine and Tom's. He was on the same thingy.
Not hard, is it?
So we were like, oh, mint. Really good. We had to go with Budgie. And then we get in there and they'd been like chicken pox wiped through the playgroup.
Oh,
so when
shit.
We were in there, no joke, there was three kids in there and five members of staff. So it was me and Budgie. And they were like every day.
Just drinking brews.
9 till 12. They were like, you can just go home at 12, lads. So me and Budgie just got home at 12. It was all because they said, no, it's off on Wednesday. You can't do that. So I ended up there.
You know what? I don't know whether they stopped.
They stopped after my year. My year was the last year.
I was going to say, because we never did it.
Yeah, work experience.
Ironically, they retired it.
I didn't mind at Etherow Park.
Oh, I went there the other day.
Park Ranger?
Yeah. It was ace.
I've got good memories of my granddad going there. All the ducks, like, you know what I mean? Throwing in all the ducks, got a bit thingy in. He'd grab the whole loaf, went, let the bastards fight, and threw it all in. Just going mad. I was like, fuck yeah.
You know that,
I remember like being under my mum's arm, like, oh God. Do you know what I mean? He's got lapless in himself.
Bastards fight.
Yeah.
Fucking you know mad. That owl you see on the way in?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's been carved out of wood.
Yeah.
I put all the Danish oil on that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oiled up the owl. Yeah, man. That's where the Frank Evans story comes from.
Really?
You know, so I was there with my mum and gran.
Yeah.
And there's a really steep hill. And
what's the Frank Evans story?
That's like...
Oh, for the Franklin J. Evans?
Yeah, that's like my
Josh's,
pseudonym for like Facebook Marketplace and stuff.
Now Fox. People are going to know.
No, I actually have a different one.
Yeah.
But for that. And there's like loads of benches in memoriam to different folks and whatnot. And one of them I got, I think this is about 20 years ago. So I was in my 30s. And my mum and I we were struggling to get up this hill at the top. Lean on this bench, look down, we're all panicking out of breath, and this guy called Frank Evans, and I go, oh, Frank Evans for that. And that's when I peaked in comedy.
That's a weird did everyone
it went down in history. Yeah
it was a storm. Frank Evans for that's really good. That maybe that should be the name of the pod. Frank Evans for that.
My final week of being 26, by the way.
Well, oh,
final
shit, yeah, it's your fucking birth, isn't it?
I must say. Mm. Wow. I'm on the wrong side of my 20s now.
How does that feel?
Terrible.
Oh, no, sorry, we didn't ask how are you feeling. Just,
Oh, how it feels?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking dreadful.
Right, okay.
And then you got 27?
27, man.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
My favourite year. Let's hope I see it through. Had a lot of fun.
Has anyone else got any questions?
So one here. Subject, two birds, one stone, and it's from Aaron Owen. All right, lads, heard your plea for help locating the slippery Mr. Buchanan. There's been rumours flying around for a while that he's big on the docking scene.
Sorry, who's this?
Neil Buchanan, you know, Art Attack.
Right.
He's big on the docking scene.
Always frequenting the hot spots in his trusty transit. Knowing a few nefarious characters, brackets, some of which Josh might be familiar with from his days on remand.
Fucking hell. Fuck.
I thought I'd ask around for you. Lo and behold, it seems he might actually be round your way. Please see attached. Not sure if this is conclusive evidence. I'll let you decide. But we may have inadvertently found your sign thief in the process. Keep up the good work.
That's the wrong twist of fate.
That's the wrong sign, though. It's the Tesco one, but still, there's Neil Buchanan under our sign.
That's pretty good, that.
We'll give you that. In his dogging van next
give you that,
to
Aaron.
That's ace, that.
Love how you ballad him up as well.
Class.
I like that.
I see what he's pointing the window. Dogger on board.
That's fucking dumb, that.
That's really good. I've got a message from Lee Walls. I thought you were going to say
something. I was trying.
Sorry.
I was trying. Nah,
can't do it from everyone, can you?
No. Hi, Blossoms. Was listening to the latest podcast and heard Tom say Cool Like You is his least favourite album. Mm. Just wondered why, and do the rest of the band feel the same? Massive fan of the band and the podcast are brilliant. Also, any chance of Everything About You acoustic being released on Spotify? Keep up the good work, Lee.
Well, because I did the most on Cool Like You, that's why. So, yeah.
We
spoke about this quite a bit, haven't we?
This is a common thing in bands and music, is your first album, you've got all the time in the world to write your first album. And your second album is like, you don't want it to trail down. You don't want that like buzz and that hype to trail. So
you want to carry on that trajectory.
You've got to do it fast.
You?
Yeah, yeah. So
it was odd. It was an odd.
It feels quite rushed. But also, you're touring more. Like you're doing more gigs because exclusivity deals and shit like that aren't as harsh. So you can do more festivals. Like you can play more shows. So you're sort of rushing round to, not rushing round, but I think obviously Tom being the writer felt pressure. And we didn't really flesh it out in the room that much. That was all fleshed out in the studio pretty much. So I think it's probably our most disjointed album as a band in terms of like Tom writing. Normally we come in the room and then like, do you know what I mean?
A lot of the parts were done in the studio.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that probably plays a part into it probably.
Yeah, I remember him feeling a little bit pressured in moments on tour. Yeah. He felt like he had to sit down and write.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were going into the studio and then...
I think it puts you in a good mindset of where you need to be for your career, though, then. Do you know what I mean? But
thankfully, it delivered some nice singles.
I really like Cool You. I think it's got some good tunes, but I would say it's probably my least favourite album, but I don't by any means stretch mean that's bad. I think as an album, it's just not as...
Good cover.
Albumy. Yeah, very good cover.
Where's the sign?
Where is that sign? I don't know.
Is it in Hallam Mill?
It's somewhere, yeah.
It's in a mill somewhere, isn't it?
Have any of you got a different least favourite album of ours, or is everyone sort of on that? I mean, it's hard because I like all our albums, to be honest.
Yeah, it's weird to say like least favourite as if I dislike it.
It's quite negative.
I've got like ones that I don't particularly enjoy playing live, which are the ones with the least amount of synth on. So that's for me, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Don't know. I can't think of any off the top of my head. No, but like I was going back to seeing like Cool Like You, I really like playing those live because there's loads of synth on.
Cool Like You, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but then like you listen to it and it's not the same. So there's two versions of a song in me, you might add. You know what I mean?
No, I
wouldn't say I have there's not really, there's like...
But you had to pick a least favourite.
I don't know, I like all of them. Like, I genuinely like all of them. There's just a few. I could pick you a couple of songs off each one.
It's weird, isn't it? Because I suppose as well, I find it hard to see them as albums. I see them more as like timestamps. Do you know what I mean? Like time. And like, so that time was dead exciting Do you know what I mean? Really, like, fresh. Like that first year was like, we were at the Brits and we were doing all that. Do you know what I mean? It was like, and it was just dead exciting. It was a bit of a whirlwind.
It encapsulates so it was like, the time.
Yeah,
era,
so like, I have good memories from around that time. So it's weird to say, but.
Tell you what, Lion Again came on in the pub, didn't it, last week?
Did
I've not heard that for years.
Which pub?
Oh, you weren't that. I think it was just when us three were in there. Jordan's.
I think you're lying again.
I'm not.
Oh, no, yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
Came on the Swan. Yeah, yeah. It was.
Fucking love that pub.
Yeah.
Fucking love that tune.
No,
it was
good.
Anxious riff.
Yeah, it is anxious. I like it.
I've got another one from Rose Hutchings. Mm-hmm. Hi guys, my son Sydney, who is 4, is obsessed with you all, and has been for ages. He watches your YouTube videos, not the podcast because you swear. Oh, sorry. But the music ones. He loves seeing George in the lockdown sessions. Oh, it's obviously Tom's dog.
Oh, I.
He has a poster of you next to his bed and says goodnight to you all every night.
That
broke my heart.
That's heartbreaking.
I know. I'm in two minds on bringing him to Withy Park in the summer. I think he'll love it. He loves loud music and parties, but what do you think? Shed 7 were my band at school.
How old is he?
I know I'll have a good time. He's 4.
Oh, God, right.
Get him a set of ear defenders.
Thank you for being such a wholesome passion for Sydney. I am now a big Blossoms fan too, and thank you for being role models that wear great clothes so I can say things like, Sydney,
swear.
Wear your coat like Tom, or eat your veggies so you can play guitar like Josh. Aww. I made him a jacket.
He needs more than veggies if he doesn't want to end up like me. He needs more protein. You don't want to end up like me in Sydney.
I made him a jacket, which he didn't wear until I said it was a Blossoms jacket. It's in the pic. It's nice, right?
Wait. I love it.
Oh, it's like a little crocheted. I won't show it on camera in case.
Exciting, it?
Nice.
Oh, bless him. It's an amazing jacket, that.
It was one.
It's a very Sophia would love that. I'll make one for each of you guys too if you like.
Hey yo,
there you go. Lots of love from the mum of your biggest fan. Oh,
that's
well, first
nice.
Of all, a massive, let's not swear for this bit and maybe she can like chop it up or something, but a massive shout out to Sydney. I'm really happy.
Sydney,
it's a weird one, isn't it, doing gigs like that? Do you know what, I can't remember the terms, like there's all like different rules, and the risk you run is that if you do bring him, you get turned away, especially with him being so young. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah,
but we do shows, and we've done them before, usually around album releases at the Plaza that we do as...
They're family friendly, aren't
usually
they?
Usually the seated ones.
Yeah, the seated
friendly,
ones. They are family friendly. It's all too, it's dead boring this, and I'm always the person to be boring with stuff like this, but I think it's all insurance and stuff like that. But like I say, if you did start to feel anxious, if you did hold off, when we release this next album, we'll probably do a gig, a matinee or something for people, because we always try and do something like that, because I buzz when people like come up and go, are you the first ever band I watch live? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's quite monumental though, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember speaking to like, even C-Max drummer, Hannah, she was saying like, oh, like I watched you with my dad. Do you know what I mean?
Crazy,
like went to the gig and stuff. Do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, it's dead nice that. So I don't know. I think it's up to you, innit, at the end of the day. But if you did want to wait for a gig that can be held off, get a babysitter. You come down to the gig so you can enjoy us and watch Shed 7. And then the other time, yeah, maybe wait for a Plaza gig where you can be all inclusive for all ages.
Yes.
Sean Connor, massive fan and love the podcast. You guys get me through my Fridays in work. Yeah, it comes out on Fridays, doesn't it, the pod?
Thank you.
What show was Ode to NYC written for? If you can't answer the question, I have another one. As a big Cortinas fan, would love to hear some stories between you and the big man Liam.
The show was, we can say, I think, I can't remember what it was
just
called.
Just say it, didn't use it, did they?
What was it called?
Summit Love You or something like that, wasn't it?
I'm gonna, I think I'll be able to find it on here.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm trying to think of Liam's stories. First of all, obviously Cortinas have been like, me and Tom were massive fans of Cortinas growing up, still are massive fans of Cortinas, but I suppose like when St. Jude came out, we were doing our GCSEs and it was, yeah, class time. Did we use the same?
I never listened to it.
Yeah, did you not fall into
that? I just didn't have any mates that listened to it.
Yeah, well, that's Cortinas, what it's like at school,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like the first record, St. Jude, I was into that.
Bet it was mint when that first came out.
Oh, honestly, I remember that doing GCSEs, because you have time off school, don't you, GCSEs? And you're like, I remember like going around to like mates' houses in the summer, sitting in the garden, and that was like, that was a soundtrack to every single event, that album.
Did and you it put it on Pissed Up?
Yeah, yeah, when like that.
So it was like parties you put
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, and it was, but you know, not even that, like it was literally soundtrack that hot. It was like everyone, and it was just amazing. Liam's always been really, really nice to us, really sound. I was on early days and still always been very supportive. Trying to think if you've got any good stories, Liam. I remember him once turning up to a gig at Sound Control and hanging off.
That was fucking fun. That was the second time we met him, and he just was hanging upside down
in the dressing room.
Parkour. Then Gary Neville came in the dressing room and said to George Smith, "Get us a fucking red stripe, man."
Did he?
Yeah, I remember that.
He's still offended by that.
Fucking
really good.
That was a weird night, that.
It
Sound
was
Control,
night.
Yeah.
Good night.
And yeah, I don't really have that many good story. He's always just had a really good night and just like a good laugh.
He's ace. He's got good, really good energy, Liam, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's
this
got
is from George Guerin. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. All right, lads, I've been watching loads of NRP Tiny Desks recently. Class. I love the stripped back sound the songs have on there, and it got me thinking, what three songs would you choose to perform if you were to do a Tiny Desk, and do you think your big hitters such as Charlemagne and There's a Reason Why would work best in that setting compared to the other songs?
Is it just complete
good
acoustic?
Question that, George.
No. Is it? Do you know, it's just kind of just a small setup, isn't it?
Yeah, he's given his three.
Go on, what's he picked?
Swimming Brain.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Visions.
Ooh.
And Honey Sweet.
Visions would be nice if we had like a small string section.
I think, weirdly though, I think the Tiny Desk thing is, they're amazing, by the way. But
so good.
I think the songs like Charlemagne, the ones that are like quite big produced, they're cool, aren't they, when you then do
strip
it.
Strip them back.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas like Swimming Brain, even though it's a great song and it would sound great on Tiny Desk, it sort of wouldn't be dissimilar.
Well,
dissimilar.
We did the a paste session in New York.
Yeah, we did. That was really good.
And that was stripped back, but still with, you know, it wasn't too stripped back. And that, I think that would translate well in the Tiny Desk.
How do you find
situation.
That? I only put the link of that in the bio.
Paste. It's just on YouTube. You've just searched. It's PASTE.
You're fucking rough as fuck that night. That
me and Chaz.
Yous are out at all.
Me in the same clothes.
It was freezing
I
cold.
Night did I have shades
I
on?
I was in my shoes. Remember the shoes?
Yeah, me and you went out. We got back because we stayed in the tour bus just outside New York, didn't we?
Yeah, it was in a Walmart in New Jersey.
Yeah, me and you got back at like 7 a.m. or something.
Fucking great.
And then we had that session at 9 a.m. I remember getting in bed in my clothes. I remember just like shutting my eyes and like just getting off to sleep and then being like, you've got a guy hearing people
sessions
get off.
Sessions
like,
are fucking great though.
Yeah,
rough sounds really good.
Great though.
I'd love to do one of those Tiny Desk sessions.
I would
love to.
Probably prestigious, aren't they?
Yeah. The Anderson Paak one's fucking mint.
Oh,
that's
amazing.
I'd
love to do
KRCW
as well.
Yeah.
WEXP as well.
Yeah.
All them kind of things. Good question though, George. Thanks, mate.
Talk Sport.
So Talk Sport. Hey, coming from you,
yeah,
Dan.
I was going to say, yeah, fucking,
sorry.
You know what Talk Sport is.
Keys and Grey.
I've got
it was Jordan,
it.
Sorry.
I liked it, yeah.
I've got a question here from Grace. From Grace,
sorry,
Grace Connor. It says, "Hi guys, I love listening to the podcast. It always keeps me entertained when I make a long drive from Teesside to Liverpool to visit my boyfriend, Sam. We are both big fans and are desperate to see you together." Well, can Women's Show Park get tickets?
Get yourself some tickets, right?
"Being from Teesside, I wondered if you've ever tried the Middlesbrough delicacy, the chicken parmo.
Charles.
Thought could be a good addition to giving up the toast section. Lots
What's
of
that?
Love, Grace."
What's
you,
that?
You're all over that,
chicken
aren't you,
Chase? Parmo. You once dated someone, didn't you, from that way?
I used to see someone who lived in Darlington, so I spent a lot of time in that neck
Darlington.
Of the woods. Darlington. And we always used to get a parmo after a night out.
What is it?
It's like flattened chicken, like a chicken breast, breadcrumbs, fried, with like a bechamel sauce on top with tomato as well. It's fucking gorgeous.
It's kind of like,
so
it's like
is it shit?
Is the parmo for like? Is well, it sort of is. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, so is it like?
You need to give context to shithead now. You can't just say.
It's called in the northeast. It's called a parmo, isn't it? But it's the proper name for it's a chicken parmesan.
Right.
It's like a chicken cutlet Italian sandwich. Isn't
yeah,
it?
It's
version
like
of.
Basically it's like a schnitzel.
Oh, that sounds good. That
a schnitzel
yeah,
of the
course,
northeast.
Yeah.
But I think the origin of it was brought over by the Americans during the Second World War.
Right.
And it just kind of stayed base,
in that area.
In the northeast, yeah. But I've seen a lot round here recently, like cropping up.
You need to you need to explain the shithead thing.
I don't even know what it means. It just refers to like when we go for curries on tour. Ryan Ellis was like, it's good having a shithead. You know where it's like not like, like you've got like Mowgli, which is like
it's not
nice.
Gentrified.
Not yet. Unlike proper, just
yeah, that's
like
a good way of putting it up.
In and out. Yeah, but it's just like, innit?
Yeah, just like a proper like basic.
Just like you've made it, you've fucking eaten
no
it.
No shits and giggles, yeah, but like it's nice.
Shithead.
Cozy shithead.
It's actually a compliment, shithead. It's
not
an
insult. No shithead is good.
Was a little like a kebab could be a shithead, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was gonna get me a kebab.
Get me a kebab.
He was gonna do it, sorry. Peep show reference.
Yes, it sounds nice that.
Yeah, but it's nice. I mean, Chaz, why don't you do it? Giving up the toast for next time.
You know what? I think I will, you know.
Please, no, actually, please do.
You've charmed me.
For Grace Connor, okay? She wants you to make a...
Chicken parmo.
Chicken parmo.
Right, I'll see what I can do.
The subject says spotted with the eyes emoji from Anna Phillips. Hi, lads. Thought I'd send an email in. As I walked past Josh and Charlie in Liverpool, I was walking to uni this morning. This was back in February, it says. I was running late to my lecture, so I didn't have time to say hi. But it put me in a good mood for the rest of the day.
Aww.
Would have been Chaz, not me.
Chaz put me in a great mood. Josh put me in a desperate mood.
Seeing Josh made me sad.
Josh made me feel melancholy. Sorry,
Josh made me feel somber.
That was after watching Napoleon last night.
I've been in Liverpool for 3 years now, and I wanted to bump into you as I've been a fan for so long. Thank you.
Aww.
I first saw you at Tramlines in 2018 and got on my friend's shoulders for my favourite room and screamed my little heart out.
Aww.
To this day, it's probably one of the best festival sets I've seen. It's nice. My dad is also a massive fan. We always play you guys in the car whenever we're driving anywhere. The podcast is ace too. I often get dirty looks in the library for laughing out loud at it. Also, my friend met you all once in Norwich, and you said you'd been to Barnsley, which is Anna's hometown, and played a gig there, which I found to be very random, as Barnsley is a shithole.
I had a fucking good time there.
So I'm sorry you had to experience that. Anyway,
what was the Barnsley?
We went for 3 pints before. In an hour, we had to chug 3 pints.
Oh my God,
three pints.
We necked him, didn't we?
What was that?
It's the one that got rescheduled, wasn't it?
No, that's Preston.
Preston.
Barnsley, my mum drove.
Oh, that was nice.
Shit,
that
do you know what? That promoter, that guy, he bought us the vinyl and stuff, the ABBA one.
Yeah.
Didn't we go Toby Carvery?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, good times.
Anyway, hope you're all good. I'm excited for the new album and all the good things to come. Love, Anna. Thank you, Anna. And, enjoy Liverpool. It's one of our favourite cities ever.
It's a great city, isn't it?
I wish we'll be back there soon to continue recording the
album.
Yeah.
I mean, should we give an update on the album? Shit. It's gone really well, isn't it?
Going well. We're at the point where we can send a few off to be mixed. It's all sounding good.
It's uber exciting, isn't it?
Uber. Bolt, actually. Yeah. Lift.
Jinx padlock. Throw away the key.
Can I carry on?
Yeah, of course, can you?
Please.
Please.
Yeah.
Keep it
quick. This is quite a long one, this.
You know.
Go on then.
It's by Nick Aldous. Miles.
Thank you.
Middlesbrough Stormtrooper Kellogg is the subject. Hi, big fan of the band and the podcast. Wish more of my favourite bands did podcasts because I find them dead interesting. I worked in HMV around the time of your debut album. So I managed to get to hang with you all at the Middlesbrough HMV in-store.
I missed all of that. But it's fine because everyone else didn't. Keep going.
I imagine you were a bit tired then, which is understandable considering how busy you were at that point, playing 2 shows a day up and down the country. I was chilling upstairs in that storeroom with you, having a chat about 11 a.m, and Miles was nowhere to be seen. Next thing, Miles came running in with a Stormtrooper helmet on, going, "Fucking hell, look what I found." That alone deserved the number one spot.
When was this?
2016.
Don't remember that. Christ.
Whilst I have your attention, I can't comment that I'm a songwriter / frontman in a band myself from York called Pennine Suite, inspired by Phoenix Knights.
Put him in the Pennine Suite. He was asthmatic.
Yeah. P.S. Tom Ogden knows how it's done. It's my dream to marry my bandmate's sister and have a golden lab.
Fuck's
That's from Nick Aldous.
Cheers.
You like Star Wars then?
I do. I do like Star Wars.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
I feel like it's gotten a bit out of hand recently. There's a lot of spin-offs and a lot of things going on.
I just like stuff like that. It's cool, isn't it? Star Wars. It's weird, isn't it? Because Star Wars is like, I suppose you tread on that thing of being like the stereotypical nerd. But Star Wars does it like in a cool way. I don't know what it is. Maybe just like Harrison Ford and that. Do you know what I mean? Just cool.
Mm.
Go on, Maz. You got one.
Yeah, it's all about me. So, hi, lads. Oh, sorry. It's the subject is Kellogg's Frosties available at your local co-op. They're not. Hi, lads.
Yet.
Recently, I've been extremely sleep deprived due to a cold. Sorry to hear. And somehow I managed to come up with this utter monstrosity. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Best wishes, Molly M. Smiley face. And then obviously, Kellogg's Frosties available at your local co-op. So that's... Oh, it's signed as well. It's signed. So I think that's quite cool.
What is it?
Boss?
What is that? Your hand...
It's my head.
That's great.
Oh, actually, to be fair, I don't quite know what's going on there. Have I been decapitated? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Oh, no. You're just doing the same pose as, I think, Tony.
Mm. Oh, Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
I've been eating cereal recently.
I never
So I might get some of that.
I'd love it if you bought a cereal out, you know. Mm. I love it when people, you know, people that do side projects that are like fucking miles away from what they actually did. Do you
miles
know what I mean?
Away.
Like, H is...
Oh, the water.
It's a good drink. It's good drink, that.
Which, did it bring this up last time?
H2O. Yeah.
Can't believe it. Called H2O.
But, do you know what I mean? I love it when people have these little side projects
side
like
side hustle.
That. If we were to have a side hustle, what would it be?
You already fucking started yours, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Thank you.
I thought of one the
I
other
suppose
day.
Suppose Tom's a bar owner.
Tom already does it, yeah.
But if you were to have a side hustle.
Do you know what I could do, right?
This is my thing, Ring.
No, do you know what I could do? And it stems from going for a curry alone.
Oh, here we
recently,
go.
Wasn't it?
A curry, curry friend?
No, who were those people that just are like the secrets, like the secret raters?
Oh, the food critics.
That's not quite a side hustle, but I'd do that. You know where you go
now
to
you're
a
just
restaurant
picking
alone.
Out jobs that you want to do.
I do that. You know, you just go because I like going for meals
but
alone.
But you say you could start a podcast or not a podcast. You could start a blog. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not into words.
I'd read that, I think, though. If you started like critiquing...
I could probably start game streaming, but I feel like everyone's doing that. The people who would watch it wouldn't actually like the games I'm playing. They just want me to be a dick.
A fucking
you know
pro bono, pro bono food critic.
What? I just thought you said boner. That's why it really caught me off guard.
I mean, like, voluntary.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd do that. Josh, what about you? What are you saying? I mean, me and V have got an idea.
It was just because you just said something normal. And Miles went, what? I thought you just said
What would I do?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Me and Josh have been eyeing up a few shops in Stockport.
Sigs and Booze.
Do you boys want to open Sigs and Booze?
Yeah, however, with...
E-Sigs and Booze.
Needs to be in a certain area where you need Sigs
of
Booze.
Well, that one that was at the top of the market was perfect.
Yeah, but it's been taken now, isn't it? So
damn it.
Just need a cheeky fucking 3-0-BO, you know what I mean? Fucking.
Chaz, go on, what would you do?
If I became really good at it, I'd like to translate.
Wow. Like nice. Football teams and stuff like that?
Yeah. Like stood on the sideline.
Like Mourinho?
Yeah. That's what he started out as.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Who was it?
Mourinho did it for... Was it Pep?
No, it was...
I think it might have been Pep.
What's the old England manager called? Italianite. Newcastle manager.
Wait there, let me...
Bobby Robson.
This is from Jack Malloy. He says, hi lads. I just want to start by saying love you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
The tunes and the podcast are always class. I've told so many people to listen to the podcast and they love it too. It's not hard, is it? It's a nice thing to do. I like people... Spreading the love of the pod is good. Never managed to see you live yet, but hopefully I will soon. Well, if you look, we've got a big gig in Wimbledon Park. I think you should probably buy tickets, okay? Never managed to... sorry, I've already read that bit. If you're ever in Liverpool on a Sunday night and fancy a great pint and a pub quiz, I host a quiz at the Red Lion Pub on Slater Street every Sunday.
Oh, nice.
There you go, boys.
Slater, yeah.
If you come, I'll buy you a pint. I always make sure there's a bit of music trivia on there. And my question is to you all, what's the most niche bit of music trivia you know?
No. Oh, Jesus.
Fucking Charlie, you're a bit of an encyclopedic knowledge of music. It's very big, isn't it?
I found a fucking jazzer last night.
So here we go. Go on.
I don't think. I don't think.
Did I send it you?
The kick.
Kick.
Kick drum. Blue Monday. That's a different one.
Do you want to read that one out?
Go on, Josh. You can have that. You know it. What's your most
doesn't count. That's not. It won't flow.
Sorry, what's this? I've just been on my phone.
What's your niche bit of music trivia? You know,
music trivia. I don't really know much trivia anyway. Never mind about something like this. I found something out about that Michael Jackson tune the guy from Toto played on it.
Steve Lukather.
Yeah, he's all over it, isn't he? Didn't realise that.
He's all over it.
He's all over it.
Class that.
Yeah. Steve Vai came up with the Halo 2 theme when he was at the studio.
Wow.
Or was it the solo? Or was it the riff? Misinformation.
Go on, Chaz.
Do you know Blue Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one you're doing then.
Oh, okay, it's a sample.
Live Fade.
Inspired by.
Do you know when you hear the beat?
Digga digga. Yeah.
That, right. I thought that must be like original to them.
And what year is that, Blue Monday?
80.
So that was 83, right? There's a tune by Donna Summer called Our Love. Let's go up this.
You just had this on and just, it pringed your ears.
Wow. That's cool as fuck. That's very niche as well. So that's where they robbed the idea from.
And as it happens,
as it happens.
When I was listening to that last night, guess who I saw earlier in the day at a cafe?
Neil Buchanan.
Peter Hook.
Wow. Okay. Did you say anything to him?
No.
You're going for that?
That's a good one, that.
Is that confirmed? Have you just heard it and gone, ah, there we go?
It's got to be, hasn't it?
Yeah,
there's big bits of music trivia. You know, when you find out when you're growing up like that you feel like no one knows, but everyone knows, like, the obvious one that keeps bringing that is like Dave Grohl was the drummer in Nirvana.
I didn't know that for so long.
Did you really know?
Well, when I say until like year nine.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I was the same. I was like later on, and then you find out, you're like, and it blows your head. You're like, what the hell? And then, what's the other one? Do you know what I mean? All Along the Watchtower is a cover of a Bob Dylan tune. Do you know what I mean?
There's another one that blows your mind.
It's like
a cover.
Really obvious bits of trivia, but like if you don't know, like you said, like when you don't know, you're like, how did I not know that?
That was it. I didn't know that in Where Is The Love, the chorus is sang by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that the other day, weren't we?
But I just thought it was Fergie the whole time. I mentioned this on here.
No, we mentioned it in the taxi the other day.
Oh, just because on the music video, I saw it first on that, and she's singing it, and I didn't know Justin Timberlake when I was like seven. Do you know what I mean?
Tom's first album was Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Justified.
The one. I mean, I knew him, but I couldn't recognise the voice.
I knew him. I told you when I went with Neil Summers, actually, and Max Weber went into Manchester, and he was he wanted a cap, like this thingy. So we went into a shop and it was all closed off and that security outside it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Justin Timberlake was inside shopping and no one was allowed in. And he had his phone out like this. And as he walked out, his security going, "You're a grown man, stop taking photos." He was like, "I'm fucking not." It's funny that. God, there's no longer there, Chaz. Go on. You're good at long ones.
Go on.
Subject line, your music around the world.
Mm.
It's from Joe Suggett, and his badge is the Plymouth Argyle crest.
Wow.
I like that.
You've got no fans.
Is that it?
No.
That's Willstone Raiders, isn't it?
Got no fans.
Hi, lads. Do you ever think about where your music is being played around the world? Let's answer that one first.
No, but every now and then I get like a mad... Do you know what? Nader Manua, the ex-City player, he messaged me not long ago. He was doing like the trophy tour. I think they were in China or somewhere like that. And he was in like a shopping mall or centre. And he just sent a video going like, "Hey, mate, how are you doing?" I was like, and he was like, "This is mental. I'm in here and listen." And he put his phone up and Charlemagne was on. He was like, "I'm in the arse end of nowhere. And I can't believe your tunes are getting played." I was like, mad. So yeah, every now and then you get like a video or some message like,
"Yeah,
this is mental." But that's one thing that springs to mind. But I've never really thought about it. It's weird, isn't it? Like how music can like put a stamp and travel dead far. But anyway, carry on.
I'm currently backpacking in Southeast Asia. I was listening to your tunes and pod a couple of weeks back on a boat travelling down the Mekong River in Laos.
I went to Mekong Cut yesterday.
Oh. Mekong Cut.
I was chilling with a few people I met on the boat. They were looking at me strangely as I was chuckling away to the pod. There's a photo on the end of the email where I'm listening to Sunday Was a Friend of Mine while taking in the views.
Aww.
I'm also wearing your merch I got from your gig in Cambridge in September 21.
Thank you.
Crowd were fucking shit that night. And I even think Tom asked, are you with us, Cambridge? Me and my ex were dancing and singing for the whole gig anyway. Do you ever notice people like this in lower energy crowds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thrive off them people, don't you, really? Mm.
They're the ones carrying the vibe.
It's a weird one because we've finished gigs and been like, fucking, that was a bit flat. And you go outside afterwards and speak to people like, that was fucking brilliant. Yeah. I loved it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. And Tom always says it. He always uses himself as an example. He always says, like, I wouldn't be jumping about. It's just not me. I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd probably be jumping about, but he's like, but I'd still love it. Do you know what I mean? Just because I'm like,
each their own.
Yeah. So it's weird. But I think if you do want the best from the people on stage, if the crowd's more animated, you give it more, don't you? You feed off
it's
that.
It's reciprocated.
You can't help but like buzz off when a crowd's like more animated. You're like, whoa, it does get you buzzing. But yeah, when you spot two people having a great time, you think, if you're sort of like, oh, fucking hell, this is a bit flat. When you see people having a good time, you sort of go, oh.
Do it for
them. Yeah, it makes you want to do it. I don't know. What do you reckon, Miles?
Yeah, you can only see as far as you can see. Do you know what I mean? No, but you can though. I'm judging this gig from the first three or four rows of people, but when I've been to a gig, I'm not there. Do you know what I mean?
Is that what you do, judge it from the first?
No, I don't judge it, but I can't see further in. Do you know when you're on tour and it's been a couple of days and you're getting into it and you're like, yeah, this is good, and you stop listening but you start looking. Mm. I can only see so far.
Mm. Your eyes but can only see as far
I
as you
like
can see.
Being back in the day, I liked being in like the middle and like, hey, do you know what I mean? So in the middle's good. That's what I think. So I reckon everyone's having a good time. I don't fucking know. I don't know.
It's quite confusing that.
Yeah.
What about you, Chaz? What do you like, this is another thing. Do you know, when we're doing a gig, it's weird because sometimes you're thinking about other shit when you're playing. Like sometimes you're like,
preoccupied.
I wonder what I should watch after this. Do you know what I mean? Like on the tour bus or, and I think sometimes it was weird because sometimes if you really think about what you're playing, because you've rehearsed it so much,
if you think about what you're playing too much, you go right off and you fuck up.
Yeah. But because you rehearse so much, we always rehearse a lot. We want to get it to the point where when we actually play it, it's second nature. Do you know what I mean?
Like muscle
you can
memory.
You just like bang, you can smash it through. And that's the level you want to get to, innit, when you're doing it. But it's interesting, isn't it? I do sometimes. Sometimes I'm just staring out in the crowd and just thinking about something different. And I'm like, I've been staring there too long. Like someone might think I'm staring at them or something. Yeah. Then I start overthinking it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And going like, oh God, like it's well weird. Yeah, like,
I've done that.
I hate it when you get that in your own head and you go, oh God, oh no. Like, oh, it's just weird, isn't it? But I love it when you catch someone's eye and they start going, are they looking at me? Do you know what I mean?
Because like, I've had a gig. I hate doing that.
But I've had a gig before where like, I've looked at someone on stage and been like, They were looking at me, I'm sure they were, and like, where the fuck? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? If you say to your mate, like, he was just looking at me then, like, where's he fuck? But it's weird, isn't it, when you catch someone's eye at a gig and you're like, hey up, and they're like, what the fuck, it blows their head.
I might start putting telly on my little screen, you know. Just watch telly.
Gaming.
Be nice, that, wouldn't it?
You actually would as well.
Yeah, no.
I'd love it if you started streaming. You know what, I want people to email in if they'd watch Miles' stream.
Nice. It's my backup, okay.
But is, you know, it, is that your back?
Nah. Sad.
What would you do streaming wise? Would you, what games, or would you?
I don't know. Just stream me.
I don't really know. I've never watched a stream or watched people play. But is it like they only play a certain genre, or is it just all?
I don't like.
Do you watch streams?
I do, but I'm not very good at games. I prefer just playing them and just vibing. Do you know what I mean?
Is that not a niche?
Playing without judgment.
No, I nearly did set up a Twitch account. And I can't remember what it was. I thought of a cool name and stuff. And
maybe, do you know what? Maybe for the album.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Oh, I can imagine.
There's a lot of hours that go into it. And it's a lot of editing, a lot of everything. And it's like, I feel as though someone that's not really like, I don't know. I don't want to take a swap a space that someone else could have. Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of people come and watch you it, are. And it's like I'm not actually. They won't actually be into games, would they?
I'd love to. When we release the album, maybe we should just do one then. I'd love you to stream then.
I once wanted to make a game of us. I'd play that.
Wow.
Kind of did ish that Tim Burgess thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The eight bit thing.
Yeah, I've got that on my phone actually. Yeah. Should I play it now? There we go. Hello. I'll do.
Did anyone watch a Brit Awards the other day?
No, was it Rick?
No.
Oh yeah, we went to it. Watch Rick Astley. Didn't know if anyone's seen little bits from it. Ray. I'm happy. Ray's
fucking. She's amazing.
Great artist, isn't she? She's got. What?
She's a great artist.
Sorry, great artist. I didn't. No, leave it. I'd say great artist, but just to clarify, I did not say that. I said great artist.
Jungle won.
Yeah. Jungle.
Oh, shit. They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Their performance of Fingers. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's so good, isn't it? Like the dancers doing it. Tom was like, I was watching it with Tom on the way to City yesterday, and Tom was like, it's mad, isn't it? It's so like Black Mirror. Like the video is now being like played out. In
breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, live
setting. Stuff like that.
It's so good live.
Sorry, just to go back to, do you remember the email from Joe Suggett around the world?
Yeah, the
He's going to Australia after his backpacking. Nice. He'll be taking the tunes and spreading your music to the locals.
Nice.
So you can warrant a tour down under. Good luck, mate. Thanks for the email.
Yeah,
cheers.
I hope you enjoy your... Yeah, has anyone got one more thing? Has anyone got a final thought?
Ah.
Lunch.
Coffee.
I don't know. I just where do people need to send questions in, Miles?
I think you'll find that they need to be sent to
I like how you've made podcast like
podcast.
Three syllables on that.
Podcast.
So yeah, blossomspubcast@gmail.com.
Send in your questions, we'll read them out. Obviously when Tom's back, we'll do
get back into
the regular sections and stuff like that. But thanks very much for your questions.
Cheers, everybody.
See you later. Chaz, you got anything to say?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hi from Blossoms HQ.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.